AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Yahya Sinwar, the mastermind of Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel last year, has been killed in fighting in Gaza. The AP's Joe Fetterman has details.
Israel says that he was not the target of this operation. Instead, they say he was participating in a battle in the southern Gaza Strip. He was with other militants who tried to hide in a building. Israeli tank forces, opened fire on the building, and they say that Sinwar's body was destroyed in the rubble.
Hamas has not acknowledged Sinwar's death, but Israel says it confirmed his identity with DNA and medical records from his time in prison. President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris hailed the news, calling it justice and an opportunity
to finally end the war in Gaza. And it must end such that Israel is secure, the hostages are released, the suffering in Gaza ends, and the Palestinian people can realize their right to dignity, security, freedom, and self-determination.
Former President Donald Trump's attending the Al Smith Charity Dinner in New York tonight. In economic news, retail sales rose last month. The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits last week came back down after a big jump from the hurricanes that hit the Southeast. Mortgage rates rose, and Lisa Dwyer reports on a chicken crisis.
Dozens of farmers in Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin are scrambling to feed their massive flocks after a struggling organic chicken producer abruptly closed. Pure Prairie Poultry shuttered its Iowa processing plant after filing for bankruptcy, citing supply chain issues and low chicken prices. The company provided feed and chicks to farmers to raise until the animals were ready to be harvested at the processing center. Iowa and Minnesota's agriculture departments stepped in to care for the birds in those states. In Wisconsin, farmers were giving away chickens to anyone who could feed them. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Singer and actor Mitzi Gaynor has died at the age of 93. Margie Zaraletta has a look at her life.
I'm as corny as Kansas in August.
Mitzi Gaynor performed for 8 decades in films, on TV, and on stage, but she's probably best known for playing Nellie Forbush in the 1958 film South Pacific. Gaynor said in a 2010 AP interview she loved going to productions of South Pacific.
It's wonderful. My God, it's such a good show. It's the overture. The overture. Bum, bum, bum.
You're the top.
Gaynor also appeared with Bing Crosby in Anything Goes and in the ensemble cast for There's No Business Like Show Business.
I won't dance.
Gaynor's husband, manager Jack Bean, helped her create her own musical review and earn top dollar as a headliner. Bean died in 2006. The couple had no children. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair.
I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Right.
Thanks for listening.
I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair and send him on his way.